This is the August 2nd meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. I'm the Chair Pro Tem, George Reiter. I will call the roll. Grace Aaron. Ken Aaron. Lona Elias. Jim Brown. William Campisi.
Yeah.
Don Cook. Leslie Fox. William Heerorgan.
Present.
Tony Norman.
Present.
Venetia Patel Adams. Venetia? She was there a bit. Myself, George Reiter. Serene Roberts.
Patel Adams is here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Present.
Serene, that was you?
Serene, present.
Okay. Muscular, Myrtle Washington.
Aretha Franklin.
What?
Everybody else says present. I say Aretha Franklin.
Okay. Then we have seven. And that's, well, she doesn't have to, but would you like to, Muscular?
No.
Okay. So that's seven people. That's a quorum. I sent earlier in the day the agenda. Let me read it out for people who might be listening on the stream. Just a moment. Take me a moment to find it. Oh, dear. Okay. And here we are. So the first item would be approval of the minutes. We don't have any. The next item is a motion from Serene, which is moves that the PNB Governance Committee recommend the following bylaw amendment timeline to the PNB. The next one is a motion or re acceptance of resignations, which was coming from Joseph Davis at the KPFT LSB. I don't think he's here, but I will move the motion anyway. After that is the process for improving committee organization after elections. That's Serene. And attendance at LSB meetings electronically, that's myself. Are there any changes, additions, subtractions, change in order for the agenda? Okay, hearing none. The first item up then is Serene's your motion. Would you motivate that?
Okay, so the bylaws allow for two amendment periods per year. And the first is just about completed. I think we're just waiting for the report. The second one needs to be completed before the new board is seated in December, because the point is that the board that votes on the it all has to happen in the same calendar year. So it's the same board LSB has created the PNB that is voting.
Serene, hang on a second. Serene, we're getting some feedback somewhere. I don't know whether it's you or somebody else, but it's a really heavy squeaking. It's difficult to make out what you're saying.
I think if those not speaking do pound one, gone away.
Or even better, if you can mute your phone because the phone has a mute button on it, you do that. We've sometimes had trouble with pound one, but please do mute, and we'll see if that works. If it doesn't work, then it's your phone.
The noise has gone away already. On my end. I mean, I don't hear it anymore.
I don't either. Please continue.
Okay. So the current LSBs and the current PNB will need to be the ones to vote on it. And the last LSB meeting that we can be guaranteed, in as much as we can guarantee anything, the last scheduled LSB meeting would be for the third Sunday in November, since the new boards are anticipated to be seated in December. And so counting backwards from that last meeting, which is, I think, Sunday, November, I'm driving, so I'm not looking at the language, Sunday, November 20th, I think, there we have to allow 60 days, up to 60 days from the between the PNB vote and the last LSB vote, if you will. So counting backwards from that November 20th date, it takes us to September 22nd. And since, which would be the date that the PNB would vote, and for the PNB to vote on the 22nd, that has to be preceded by a 45-day notice period, which takes us back to August 8th, which is right around the corner. So the PNB would actually need to approve of this timeline at their meeting on Thursday. So hence the time-sensitive nature of the request.
Jim Brown.
Ken to the stack. Ken Aaron to the stack.
Okay. People who came in after I took the roll, would you tell me who you are? Let's say I got Jim Brown and I got Ken. Is there anybody else? Okay, not hearing anybody else. I'm sorry, Ken, I think you wanted the stack, and Jim, you just were announcing yourself. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, Leslie Fox announces too. I just joined.
Okay. Okay, good. So, Ken, go ahead.
There seems to be an urgency to go through another pass of potential bylaws that will be proposed and haven't yet been proposed. Without knowing what those proposed bylaws are, it's very difficult to assign any urgency. However, I do know that the Article 17 requires prolific announcements about the proposed bylaws, and those will run in the face of carts at all the stations for the ongoing election and activities to get people to vote and to fill out their ballots and send them in, which is very, very important. So I do know the relevance and importance of that. I can't really give any weight to a proposed bylaws amendments without knowing what they are. So I can't see any urgency requiring that we have another bylaws session, and also we haven't gotten back the results of the last proposed bylaws, whether or not they were approved by three stations. So this is all just very speculative, and I don't see what the urgency is to allow it to interfere with the elections, which are very, very, very important.
Anyone else want to speak to this? No? Are we ready to go to a vote on it?
This is fine.
Uh-oh. There it's there again. Is it Serene? Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. In my note, in my cover note to the committee with the motion, I believe I did point out that, yeah, we're going to be running an awful lot of carts at the same time because we have to have the generic, you know, please vote in this election, the local station board really matters to what happens to your station, and we'll have to have the candidate cards, and we'll have to have these particular, you know, the announcements that the bylaw amendments have been proposed, and please visit such and such a website to see it. It's a matter of having someone in the traffic or operations department, different stations do things differently, schedule it so it all gets done. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. Someone has to arrange a schedule. That's what the folks in programming or operations will have to undertake. We just have to make sure they're aware of the schedule. Management is responsible for making sure that gets done, and it'll get done. The idea that you cannot support having a bylaw amendment or utilizing a bylaw amendment process since you can't predict what bylaws someone may want to propose doesn't make sense to me. I don't follow the reasoning there. The fact is that the bylaws will require the easiest way, and really the only way that any bylaw proposals have gone forward,
is when six directors propose it. So it has to be something that has the support of at least six directors, and then it gets to be voted on. I mean, we can't say, well, we're not going to make any changes because we don't know what changes you might want to make. That just does not compute. So I would urge people to approve the timeline, send it on to the PND. Folks will have to scrabble to get it together. You know, I mean, I'm sure some people have some that they've been arguing for a while. I have some that I've been advocating but have not written up, and I've got to spend some time. It'll be a busy weekend for those of us who are going to be doing that. People, you know, it's the process. We have a process to amend the bylaws because we recognize that few things and people are perfect.
So this is a point of information for me, Serene. So, in fact, these bylaws have to be up and published by August 8th in order for that to be the notice date. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you said that in order for this to happen during this sort of the presently sitting board actually gets to vote on it. It would have to happen along this timeline, and I don't disagree with that. But is there any requirement in the bylaws that the second bylaw amendment procedure be voted on by the same board that the first one was? Or does it just have to be within a year?
Well, in any given year, we only have one PND, and we only have one LSB at each station, and it's whatever happens must happen within the calendar year. All of it, both groups must deal with the same bylaw proposals by December 31st. And we know that the new LSBs generally are seated in December. A board could decide they're going to have the old LSB meet in early December and have the new LSB meet later on. But, you know, just getting meetings together is hard enough for people who travel and so forth during that period that some people call the holiday season. So I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, that wasn't quite my question, Serene. Was if it has to happen within the calendar year, you could have the new board in December actually vote to approve these things if you change the timeline, allowed some more time for motions to be done, which I think is the way the bylaws are written.
I'm sorry, say that again.
If it has to happen within a calendar year, does that mean a year since the first set of bylaws were done? And you know, forgive me for not knowing, because I helped write this bylaw, but I don't actually remember anymore what was the situation. I'll try to bring it up.
The notice goes out 45 days later. The PND votes up to 60, and within the next 60 days from that PND vote, we need at least three of five. Local station board delegates or LSBs, I don't know what you call them, same bunch of people for the most part, must vote. And all of that must happen within the same calendar year, whether it's one round or two.
But does it have to be the same set of people? Is there any reason why that's the case?
Yes, it has to be. It has to be the same board. We went through that before.
Okay.
It wouldn't make sense for people who are new to a board coming on in December to try at their first meeting in December to grasp the issues, and in addition to having to choose new officers and all the other stuff that goes into that first meeting, also try to deal with bylaw amendments that many people may or may not even be familiar with, because some of them will be brand new to governance.
Ken Aaron with a point of information. My question is, where in Article 17 does it say it has to occur during the session of a specific PND or during the calendar year? I have it in front of me. What paragraph says it has to occur in one calendar year? Whether or not it's sensible. That's a point of information, if anybody can answer that.
Well, I'm looking at it, too. It looks like the second sentence of the paragraph, B1, this is Bill Campisi, says all properly proposed bylaw amendments shall be held until that date, which is 60 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates, as determined by the board. I'm not really sure what that means. The first sentence begins like this. Unless the board, by a two-thirds vote, decides otherwise. So there's an out. The board could decide otherwise. There shall be a maximum of one ballot per calendar year related to the amendment of the Foundation's bylaws, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board. Now, already, to me, that's confusing, because if they're talking about a calendar year, is that January 1st to December 31st? And so what does it mean, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board? And I don't know what that's supposed to mean. It's very difficult to understand. Okay. It's really overly complex.
So, George? Was Rainy?
It's me, and I can't mute myself and still be here, so I threw the phone away.
Did the clue?
Not very far. Just
point of order. This is Ken. I'm looking at the updated bylaws.
Bill,
at an older copy.
I just went to Pacifica's website. So if this is a Pacifica's site and it's an older copy, I apologize. I'm actually
okay. That's all right. I can read it. It says amended September 10th, 2014. And the sentence you're referring to says all properly proposed bylaw amendments shall be held.
Read it more slowly, please.
Okay. I'll read it from the beginning. Amended September 10th, 2014. This is Section B, voting and approval. One, unless the board by a two-thirds vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of (1)(2) ballots per calendar year related to the amendment of the Foundation bylaws, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board. So it says, I'm going to repeat that, my evaluation, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board. All properly proposed bylaw amendments shall be held until the date, which is 45 days before the earliest of voting dates of the board and of the delegates, as determined by the board. Parentheses, the notice date. On the notice date, the proposed amendments to the bylaws shall be posted on the Foundation's website and the Foundation's radio station, self-broadcast an announcement 3 times a day, twice between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. and once before.
That part of it we can all understand. What do the first 2 sentences mean? Why don't you tell us what you think they mean?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not any kind of a lawyer. It's completely confusing to me. But, I mean, it does seem to say that which annual voting period shall be determined by the board.
Ken, point of information, what article and section is that?
It's Article 17, Amendment of Articles of Incorporation, Bylaws, Section 1, Amendment 5 of Bylaws. A, and then A is proposing amendment, B is voting and approval, and this was amended September 14th, 2014.
He was reading from B1.
Can anyone hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes, who's that? Yes, we can hear you. Who's that?
Okay, this is Serena. I've been asking for the stat.
Okay, I'm going to give people, try to respond to Ken's point of information.
Point of information.
Has it been satisfactorily responded to, Ken?
No, I don't think it says, because you brought up the point that it doesn't say that we're so stuck to one regime of an elected PMB. In other words, it doesn't see where it would be prevented that proposed amendments were recommended December 15th, and January, the new PMB continues, and then the new LSBs continue and evaluate and so forth. It may not, you know, it may tweak someone's sense of procedure or something, but I don't see where it's mandated. First of all, it isn't mandated to bylaw session. I just want to know where in the article it mandates that. Please don't interrupt.
Please,
Madam.
I'm not supposed to be calling out. I'm the chair.
Please don't interrupt me. Please don't interrupt me. Please don't interrupt me. Please don't interrupt me. Please don't interrupt me.
Stop shouting.
Please don't interrupt
me. Stop shouting. George. Is this a meeting in which everyone gets to speak, or does someone just get to go on and on and on?
This is a meeting in which he just asked for a point of information. I asked him whether his point of information had answered. And we're doing our best. You asked me. I have the floor right now. I'm speaking. You started speaking over me. Okay? You asked what it was going on in the meeting. I'm telling you what's going on.
No, I asked whether you were going to observe a stack or whether the same people were just going to get to talk over and over and over again, making the same point.
I'll be happy to time people. Why don't we set a 2-minute limit, okay?
No, you can't do that in a committee. This is not a problem. This is not a problem of having to time things. It's a different matter. We will have a stack. There was a point of information on the floor. We tried to answer the point of information. I asked him, did that answer it? And he said essentially no. And he's clarifying what is still not understood. So as soon as that's done, we will open the stack and people who want to speak to it can do so. So
right.
Again,
I somehow got cut off. I'm just asking as politely as I can, what part of this Article 17 requires that it all occurs within one calendar year or under the regime of one PNB or an LSP, and what requires that we have it at all? It says one or two. It doesn't require two. It can you can have one or two.
I don't know. Serene, do you want to respond to that? Does anyone want to respond to that?
I'd be happy to respond to that. This is Bill Cantisi.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I mean, when you read it, it would seem to say that. So I think what the term annual voting period means, what they really mean is the voting period. So in other words, when are you going to have the notice and the period where the vote's going to take place? So the board can set that. So if you're doing it 2 times a year, let's say the board decides to take up amendments at a June meeting, well, then you'd figure out the backup period, notice period, 45 days before that. Then let's say the board says, okay, then we'll do another one later in the year, whatever. So the board can pick the date, or i.e. establish the period for the process of notice and then voting on the amendments. So that's one of the things the bylaw says that the board can do. So let's say we propose amendments now, you know, within 2 to 3 or 4 months. Okay, so a new board is elected and the PNB board, and then so we ask the PNB board or whoever, ask the PNB board, well, let's take up these amendments mid-year after everybody's had a time to digest them, or let's take them up in March. I mean, I don't actually understand what the amendments are, so I'm just talking generally here. I think we could do that. I think we could say, okay, the board's going to take up these amendments in March or April and then figure out the backup period, and I don't see why you can't carry over amendments from the end of this year to the next. I don't think there's any – I don't see anything in the bylaws that says that you can't. So now if there's some – I was understanding that the urgency might be created for other reasons that has something to do with how we're handling the current elections or something like that. I mean, I don't know. But in general, that would be my take and what I read. Yeah.
This is Grace for the stack. I'm on the call, by the way.
Okay. So I heard Serene for the stack, but she's already spoken a couple times. So I'm going to take people who haven't spoken on this yet. Grace, you're the first one of those.
Excuse me. George, I have not spoken on the motion. I presented the motion. I think you might have read it. I don't know. And I what is the term when you explain your motion? You motivate your motion. I have not had a chance to speak on the stack. Other people have spoken several times.
Well,
that's what you did.
By all means. Let Grace go. That's okay, so, George. So, do George.
Go ahead, Grace.
All right. I'd like to say that I think that proposing and voting on bylaws amendments when an entire signal area, WVAI, is disenfranchised and has a lack of PNB directors. It only has one PNB director represented right now. There are three not seated. I would say that should there be a really controversial bylaws amendment, for instance, what's rumored would be that WVAI signal license may be sold. Any bylaws amendment that would make that process easier would be highly improper with a poorly constituted Pacifica National Board. So I would be really strongly against any bylaws amendments at this time until the situation at WBAI is resolved. I would strongly, we are Pacifica, I would strongly suggest that the PNB get some conflict resolution done so that the impasse there is resolved and we have proper representation for that station on the PNB. Thank you.
So, anyone else who hasn't spoken on this yet? And Serene, if you want to go now, you can.
Patel Adams, please come back, please.
What's that? I'm sorry, who was that?
Patel,
I heard a male
Adams
voice. I heard a male voice, and then I heard Venetia. Who was the male voice?
Tony, I can go after Venetia. Tony.
Okay. So, Venetia and then Tony. Go ahead.
So, first, I want to say the WBI situation is unfortunate, and the PNB, as a member of the PNB, you know, we're trying to deal with it as best as we can. And my second thought is just that anything that does concern another station, for example, for the WBI, I have faith in every other member that we would do the right thing. So I don't think that it should be a concern that a bylaw amendment that would affect that station would be passed, because I think that the rest of us have enough conscience to not do something like that.
Please. Point of information.
Completely inappropriate.
George?
Who is that, Bill?
Bill Campisi, point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
Just for the information of all of the people speaking now, any change that affects membership rights has to be voted on by the membership. So there's two types of amendments that are possible. Amendments that only require PNB approval and I guess perhaps a few other things. And then there are amendments that require voting by the membership. Certainly anything as radical as changing WBAI around would require a membership vote, so the PNB couldn't affect
that. So that's what I was speaking on, is that the PNB...
Bill, that may well be... Venetia, please. Bill, that wasn't a point of information. We needed to get
just
back.
The information. Sorry.
Yeah. It has a different meaning within this context.
Oh, okay.
Question. Has to be a question. Venetia, were you finished or not?
I was done, but I did want to say that maybe he said it better than I would, is that that's what I was speaking on.
Okay. Tony, you're next.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't think that should be an impediment in terms of moving forward, because all the PNB does is make voting on proposed amendments. And those proposed amendments go to the various LSB to be ratified. So it doesn't disenfranchise BAI. In fact, I think quite the opposite. It should encourage the delegates at BAI in New York to resolve their differences, particularly by the time that the proposed amendments come to their LSB. The reason why they're not meeting is because there are some boycotts of different factions and groups that they can't get a quorum at their meetings, but these are just recommendations, proposals to go to the LSD to vote on. So hopefully by the time the PNB votes on them, the LSBs will get their act together and actually vote on them. And another reason I think it's important that we get these amendments in, and everybody should be encouraged to get their amendments, all of us will agree that there are some serious structural problems in the foundation. And we should try to work to correct those structural problems through the bylaws amendments. So that's why I think it would be to our advantage to get these amendments done, and everybody should get them in the sooner the better, so that we can, the quicker we correct these fundamental structural problems, the better for everybody. And that can end this factionalism. Thank you. That's it for me.
Anyone else want to speak to this who hasn't already?
This is Bill. Real briefly.
Let me know when it's my turn, George.
Bill?
Oh, just quickly. So the bylaws amendments that do not require a membership vote can be passed by the board in three of the LSBs. But okay, so that's certain types of amendments can be done that way. But other types of amendments that affect membership rights then have to be voted on by the membership. That's all I wanted to say.
That is correct. Does anybody else want to speak to this who hasn't spoken? Go ahead, Serene.
I won't point out that certain other people spoke at least three or four times, but that's okay, George, because I'm not going to point that out. You know, the bylaw language
well, thank
says
you for not pointing
that this
out.
Must occur within a calendar year. The language calendar year is not mysterious. It's January to December. We know that national boards have a term that's really late January to late January, and that local boards have a term that's December to December, so that if you're looking at the time when both bodies are in place within a calendar year, I don't understand why there's confusion about which group of the board or which group of people get to vote. The 2016 PNB votes. And
really?
Then the 2016.
I mean, they crack and shed a number.
Somebody needs
please,
to.
Please, somebody in the background
themselves.
Is speaking. Would you please not speak? Somebody else has the phone.
Or
mute your phone if it's just background noise. But please, Serene has the floor. That's the only person we should be hearing right now.
So if we're looking at a calendar year, which in the West is defined as January to December, I don't think there's any mystery about which groups vote on what. If the 2016 PNB votes on something, then it is the 2016 LSBs or delegates assemblies or whatever you want to call them, a bunch of people that vote following that and within 60 days as prescribed. Aside from the fact that we've done bylaw amendments many times.
Please, there's some background noise. I don't know whether it's an unmuted phone or whether you're actually speaking as you want to, but please, Serene, please quiet whatever is happening in the background. Serene, would you continue?
Okay, so I'm perplexed by the apparent confusion about what a calendar year means. Additionally, you know, I mean, there's always trash talk on a call, and of course we launch into the whole thing about why WBI doesn't have four directors, and we know that there were meetings that were specially directed to be held by... I'm sorry.
Sir, is this relevant? Yeah, yes, I am. I think you're getting off the subject, which has to do with...
I'm sorry. But if you allowed Grace to make her complaint about why WBI didn't have four directors without interruption, why would you cut me off when I'm addressing it?
You're correct. Go ahead.
So the fact is that there were meetings that were directed by the PNB urging the 24 delegates at WBAI to meet, elect directors, elect officers. We've had 7 months where, yes, the station is in a horrible crisis, and I hope we survive. But we've had 7 months where half the board won't even come into a room because being only 50%, they're not guaranteed that they will get everything they want. And actually sitting down and arguing in terms of debating ideas is not something they're prepared to do. I think that's unfortunate. I think the WBI listeners deserve better than that. As for any bylaw changes, and I think Campisi corrected himself, the PNB can't pass any bylaws by themselves. The PNB can vote, and then three of five LSBs vote. There are amendments that can be brought by listeners, and there are amendments upon which listeners must be allowed to vote. Nobody can change the bylaws to sell a Pacifica station without a listener vote. They talk about disposition of assets, and that requires a listener vote. So, you know, throwing that out, oh, they're going to do changes and they're going to get rid of DAI. It is the last thing. First of all, it's not possible, and it would not be something that I would either propose or support. But let's have a real discussion. You know, many of the people on this call, some are relatively new, but some people have been around for 13 years. We know it's the same board. We know it happens in the same calendar year. We've been on this for, what, 30 minutes? What is the debate here? You know, either the board passes a calendar and people present their proposals, and the board either passes or rejects them. Those that pass then go out to the five local areas, and three of five must approve them. So the people get a shot more than once to discuss it. But we don't make progress by saying we don't know what might happen, therefore let's not do anything. That can't be serious.
Okay. Did anyone else want to speak to this, whether you've spoken before or not?
That's Bill Campisi. I will speak to it briefly.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
I don't understand what the advantage is to Pacifica or to us to narrow the process down so that you can't propose an amendment, let's say, in November, and then have the board vote on it in April or June or May of the next year. I don't know why not having that flexibility is not good. I mean, it seems to me, just from a process standpoint, you'd want to have that flexibility in your operations so that at any time you thought of an amendment that didn't fit within the confines of a strict calendar year, you could propose it near the end of one calendar year and vote on it in the next if you needed to do that. It would give you more flexibility. So I don't see the business advantage to confining it to the calendar year. And I don't see the length of doing it. So.
You don't see the what? Sorry.
Serene, please. Anyone else? Serene, would you like to get back on
language.
The stack?
Okay, thank you. I will respond to his question if I'm able, but I didn't hear a particular.
Pardon me, I was on the stack next. I was on the stack next.
I'm sorry. Sir, please stop. Please stop.
Down.
Please stop. Everybody, please stop. I didn't actually hear anybody after Bill.
Oh, yeah, I did. After Ms. Campbell, it was Ken. I said so.
Okay, I missed it. Okay, so Ken, go ahead.
All right. The reason I was injecting like that is I really am opposed to people getting into dialogue instead of following this fact. You know, to go back and forth, let me respond, and then a counter response, and then we have a conversation, goes on forever. However, I agree. Verified showing me something in the article that requires that the two sessions occur every year, or that even one session occurs every year, and the urgency of changing the bylaws. One of the members spoke and said, everybody agreed. Well, I don't know where that comes from. I could say that about anything. That everybody agreed we should drive hybrid cars, or everybody agreed we shouldn't work more than 40 hours a week. You can always say things like that. It doesn't mean you have consensus of the body concerned. So I don't think everybody agrees that the major problem or the cause of the problems in Pacifica is caused by the bylaws, the deficiency in the bylaws. That's not a commonly held belief from new or experienced members. Some people may think that, but it's not a consensus opinion. So I still say there's no reason for this urgency of passing this. It can be done later in the year, and we shouldn't interfere with the election process. We've always had difficulty getting quorum. And if we don't get quorum, we've thrown our money out the window and denied democracy to the membership. The membership has the right to elect its members, its delegates. And we shouldn't run something right in the face of that that's going to confuse or countermand our efforts to get membership to vote. So therefore, I don't approve of this agenda, this prime that it's being proposed for a second set of bylaws, because it sits right in the middle of our election, and it will be detrimental to us fulfilling our electoral quorum.
Okay, is there anyone who would like to speak again, who's spoken only once?
I'd like to respond to Bill Kemp.
I will give you a chance to do that. I was looking to see if there were people who hadn't participated quite as much. If you've only spoken once, if you'd like to speak again, please let me know. Okay. Hearing none. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so the someone should stop playing with their phone and find something else to do with their hands. The bylaws say that there shall be a maximum of two. So obviously, if it says a maximum, it is not compulsory that there be two or compulsory that there be one. It's a maximum. It's not a minimum. The bylaws also state that it has to happen per calendar year. So with all due respect, Bill, it's whether or not you think it's a good idea, it is what the bylaws say, that it has to happen within the same calendar year. But I will give you a rationale for why it makes sense to me that it happened within that within a single calendar year, because you want the people who proposed the amendment to also be in a position to argue them and vote on them. We could have, you know, boards are changing in December. Local boards are changing in December, and then national boards will be changing in January. So we can have someone who comes up with, you know, three really dynamite amendments, proposed amendments, where, and then there's no one here.
I'm sorry. Who is that? Benicia?
Benicia wants to speak after Amanda. And then they're nowhere around when the bylaws are actually, when the proposed amendments are actually being discussed and voted on. So that's why it happens in a year. So you have the same group of people. Somebody's really having trouble with their digits. But at any rate, it must happen within the calendar year, and that's why it makes sense to me. As to whether or not the stations can function playing two or three different sets of cards, we play PSAs for community organizations all the time. Someone creates a schedule. The engineers follow the schedule. Problem solved.
Venetia.
I would just like to respectfully call the question.
You can't call the question. All you have to do is... you can't call the question. You may be ready to vote.
I can't call the question first to vote on the motion.
You can't call the question at all in a committee. So I have a point of information. I would just like to have, I haven't got the new bylaws in front of me. I would just like to have read again the sentence that speaks about calendar year or the period in which these bylaws amendments have to be proposed. Ken, you had it in front of you, or Bill, I think you have it.
Well, it's the same in either. The notice period changes, here's what it says. There shall be a maximum now of two ballots per calendar year. related to the amendment of the foundation bylaws. So they're talking about ballots, not proposals.
The
distinction?
Well, the ballots, say it again, please. I don't get the distinction.
Though. There shall be a maximum of 2 ballots per calendar year related to the amendment of the foundation's bylaws. So the board, the PNB, can vote a maximum of 2 times on amendments to the bylaws in a calendar year. There is nothing that says that a proposal made in year one has to be voted on in year one. All it says, with a calendar year of the word calendar year applies to the balloting. So in a calendar year, there could be a maximum of 2 times that the board considers amendments. That's what the calendar year refers to, is the number of times in a year, in a calendar year, that the board can consider and vote on amendments. And that's, okay, that's so it's, that, so the calendar year term specifically applies to the balloting by the board, voting by the board.
George?
This is great for the stack.
Okay, so who said George?
Serene, but Grace can go first.
Grace, go ahead.
Okay, sorry, I'm walking to another meeting and there's traffic here. I apologize. I think that I would like to propose an amendment to this motion to have the bylaw process postponed until after the end of the voting deadline period. So I don't know who's doing that. It's certainly not me.
I don't either, but there's nothing we can do about it. So please.
Okay. So I'd like to propose that the bylaw amendment process be postponed until after September 30th, or if there is an election extension, until after the conclusion of the balloting at all the signal areas of Pacifica. Point of order.
What's your point of order, Serene?
That motion is in violation of the bylaws, which has a very strict timeline that includes at least 106 days from the notice. So that can't possibly happen after September 30th.
The notice date would be in this calendar year. The voting would be in the next calendar year. And I think what Bill was, so there would have been then just one vote within this calendar year. I think what Bill was saying is that that's okay within the bylaws, that we don't have to do this. We certainly don't have to do 2. That's clear. But that if we wanted to propose it, Grace's amendment is to allow for proposing bylaws after September 30th. Am I correct about that, Grace? Am I getting that right? Grace?
Let me restate it as the end of the voting period in all the elections, all the station elections, when the voting is closed. Because it could be open.
You're saying that a notice date for the next round of bylaws amendments can't happen until after voting is closed throughout the network. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I don't think that that's a violation of the bylaws, but let me think about it out loud.
Basically...
Sure. Lona Elias to the stack, please.
You'll be on in just a minute. And Serene, you raised the point of order. I'm trying to deal with it, and having you jump in on me as I'm speaking isn't really helpful. So please don't do it. So What I hear the amendment is that is very clear, actually, and it may imply, it will imply, that we will not have two this year. It may also imply, not necessarily, but it could, that bylaws amendments could be proposed in one year and voted on in the other. And what Bill was saying was, if I got it correct, that you could have no more than two votes in a calendar year, but there's nothing to prevent bylaws being proposed in one year and voted in the next. I'm not completely sure about that, but that's what I think that's where I'm going to come down. You can respond to that, Serena. Go ahead. So, Serene?
Okay. You know, the bylaws are very specific. There's a process. No one cares when you wrote your amendment. It can be 12 years old. But on the notice date, which is 45 days before the PNB votes, you must publish the proposed amendment. The PNB votes, and then within 60 days. These are specific intervals that are in the bylaws. They cannot be randomly changed to until the ballots are sent, until everybody makes quorum, until we're satisfied with X, Y, Z. It's not that kind of party. The language is clear. This isn't an amendment to the motion. What the member has just proposed is not an amendment to the motion. It's an attempt to block the motion, which is you know, fine if that's the way folks want to operate. But it's not an amendment. It is diabolical. It is calling for us to violate the bylaws that have laid out a 106-day process and to change it into something else.
Well, again,
it is clearly a violation of the bylaws. And I don't,
excuse me, Lona Elias to the stack next, please.
And I'm really struck by the fact that someone who has been on these LSBs for, what is it, like 12 of the past 13 years, which itself
Serene,
is...
Serene, you're about to launch into a...
But I'm saying, it's striking to me some of the things that you entertain as possible, because you're not new to the process, and that's precisely why it's so bizarre.
Okay, so Lona, a point of order was raised, and I'm making a ruling. Actually, I'm trying to think out loud about what's really so, and I would like to continue that process. That's, by the way, part of Robert's rules is that a chair can do that. All right. So most of what Serene said about the 160 days and so on, I agree to that. That's not a question. The question is, can you postpone the notice date? Well, actually, the question was, is Grace's motion in order? Grace's motion is to postpone any notice date until after the elections are completed throughout the network. All right. Now, that would mean that they would not be completed within this year. The vote would not be completed within this year. But there's no particular requirement to do that. It would also might mean, it doesn't have to, because it could mean you just postpone the bylaws process until next year altogether. That bylaws might be proposed in one year by one set of people. No, actually, it wouldn't be. It would be actually. The effect would be that that the existing boards, PNB and LSBs, are not going to be proposing bylaws in this next round. I think that was the effect of Grace's, and probably her intention as well.
Well, point of information on that, George.
Just a minute. Let me finish my thought. Okay.
All right.
So my sense is I'm going to rule on the point of order that, or at least I'm about to, I'll listen to something else, but that there's nothing that says you can't make an amendment to the effect to basically postpone this process. Serena's arguing we need to do it quickly. She's presented reasons for why we need to do it quickly. But there's nothing that says that you have to have two in a year, and there's nothing that seems to me that's out of order about making an amendment that says, I don't want to do it quickly. I want to do it after a certain thing has happened. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, just a point of information. Is the amendment related to what this committee will do, or is Ms. Aaron suggesting that this amendment applies to the entire universe of people who could propose amendments to the bylaws? If it's the latter, it would be out of order, as I'm concerned. The only way that this amendment would be relevant to anybody would be to us, not to anybody else.
Well, let me speak to that. Nothing that we do applies to any universe outside of a recommendation to the PNB. So the amendment is to, what are we going to recommend to the PNB? Are we going to recommend Serene's motion? We establish a notice date on August 8th, et cetera, et cetera. And then the process continues. Or the amendment says, we don't establish a notice date until after the elections. That's what the amendment says. So, and that seems to be in order. And again, both of them are recommendations to the PNB. Did that answer your question, Bill?
It does. At least I understand what we're doing.
Great. Okay. That's my ruling on the point of order, that Grace's amendment is in order. Does anyone want to challenge that?
Lona,
I do. This bill can't be easy. I do. Does an amendment need to be seconded in our committee?
Excuse me.
It doesn't need to be seconded.
Excuse me.
I know that you're on next. I'm going to see to it that you get to speak next. So please, Lona, go ahead.
Okay, it didn't sound like I was speaking next. I heard other voices. First of all, my personal reactions are irrelevant. I object to the ruling. The language appears very clear in terms of its intention. And if proposed, please don't start pushing buttons. Please don't do that. And if this proposed amendment comes outside of committee and goes to the PNB, what it is seeking to do is to prohibit and stop anyone who might want to, any LSB or what have you, who might want to propose changes to the amendment, may already be in the process of doing so. It would inhibit their ability to do that. The other that is of concern to me, and I'm losing point with the beep 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 beep, but that's the reason for it. Is the thought and the idea that somehow I heard the chair refer to what was being proposed by Serene as in a hurry or something like that, as opposed to proceeding in the manner in which it is prescribed in the bylaws that we shall here if we choose to do so. And so to do it violates that, and I like in the record that I object to the ruling because I feel that it is not in harmony and keeping with the and indeed the way that the bylaws are written with that
whoever is pushing that button, please not
really an idiot.
George,